So far, Crystal Miller has won cash and prizes totaling $3,000. Today, one of our contestants could win a dining room, a Rockwell lithograph, a diamond ring, or a cruise to the Mexican Riviera, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Camaro, and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on sale of the century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Nice. You're almost as good as a group yesterday. Like that group. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. She won it in a tiebreaker on the last show, Crystal Miller. Hello, Crystal.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Nice to see you again. And you topped it off with a beautiful Rockwell artwork. And we were talking about your hobbies of collecting, what, Pegasus?
Right.
Little Pegasus. So we didn't get a chance to talk about what you do for a living.
I'm an electronic data systems analyst in Austin, Texas.
Good. And that's right. You just got started at it?
Yes.
After a couple of years in the service, right?
Right. I served in the Air Force for almost 5 years.
Well, that's good. Nice to have you back with us. Very
Thank
bright
you.
Lady. Good luck here again today.
Thank you, Jim.
And here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. She is, isn't she?
Yes, very.
Whom did you bring us?
He is always on the defense. Originally from New Rochelle, New York, meet John Levine.
Hello there, John.
And she's an avid body surfer from San Diego, California. Say hi to Janet Hasselbrock.
Hello there, Janet. Summer, we'll see you a little later with some bodies. Thank you, as always. Janet, an avid body surfer?
Yes. Yes, I love it.
Do you go out every day and body surf?
Oh, a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. I like to take my son and my dog, and we go to the beach for a few hours and just do it. It's real easy, and it's real relaxing.
Well, that's terrific. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And John, what's this about always being on the defense?
Well, while I was in law school, I played goalkeeper for a semi-professional soccer team out here in Los Angeles.
Oh, and you were a defenseman, I assume.
I was a goalkeeper, so I took all the shots.
Definitely. That's definitely defensive, right? Nice to have you here as well, John. Obviously, you're very good if you played semi-pro. $20 starts all three players off. Let's get into the match with this. What unusual first name is shared by rock stars Costello and Presley? Crystal?
Elvis.
Elvis is what they have in common. $5 for the correct answer. Crystal goes to 25. According to the old spelling rule, I before E, Crystal.
Except after C.
That's right. Two in a row with the champion. She goes to 30. At what type of event might you watch bulldogging, barrel racing, John?
At a rodeo.
A rodeo is exactly right. John gets his first five, and he goes to 25. Postal workers try hard to complete the threesome. Signed, sealed, and Crystal?
Delivered.
And delivered. Crystal just beat Janet to the buzzer. She goes to 35. What kind of food do you want if you ask someone to pass the Gouda? Crystal?
Cheese.
Cheese is right. The champion hits the $40 mark. What a time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy a bargain merchandise. And Crystal, you have a $15 lead. Now, I remember in the last show when you were the challenger, you didn't want to buy. Now you're the champion, and you've got a $15 lead already. How about this?
Crystal, laundry's a dirty business. So turn it over to Frigidaire's Skinny Mini Laundry Center, a family-size washer and dryer in one compact cabinet with a water miser control and flowing heat drying system. Furnished by Frigidaire, and it's normally priced at $750. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Well, what a strange pairing there with the Girl Scout. Well, that's nice. That looks very... Crystal, you are setting up. You told me you're just getting started with an apartment, right? And this is the one on top of the other, so it doesn't take up a lot of space.
Oh,
that's great.
Jim, that
$750 right off the bat for just six. You've got a $15 lead. You would still have a $9 lead. And for some detergent to go with it, give you $100 in cash. $850 bargain for $6. I hope you can use that in your new apartment. That's yourself $100 in cash as well, an $850 bargain. We knocked $6 off your score, still a $9 lead. In the funnies, who is Spike's famous look-alike beagle brother? Crystal.
Mud.
No, not Mud. That's another brother. No, Snoopy. Snoopy is Spike's brother. And you lose five for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that. But you still have the lead, but it's now less than a question over John. In what eastern state is the popular resort of Saratoga Springs? John.
New York.
New York is right, and by a dollar, John goes into the lead. Which Charles Dickens novel features a band of pickpockets whose member? Crystal?
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist it is, and the champion back into the lead. Well, the game is close. And it's time for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board. And a famous person. I was born in 1934. My mother prodded me towards stardom. Even though I was such a skinny teenager, I was called the Stick. John?
Twiggy.
No, incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. No dollar value. You're playing for control of that board, so you stay at 30. However, you're out of the rest of the question. We'll clear it. And for Janet and Crystal, I'll continue. I entered many beauty contests, and when my figure became more voluptuous, an Italian movie producer took me under his wing. Crystal?
Sophia Loren.
Sophia Loren, yes. She was known as the Stick. And you've got control of that board, Crystal. Where's the $10 money card?
Behind the five.
Right up the middle, and those lights are flashing. If you stop it on the $10, we'll add it to your score. Locked into your buzzer, good luck.
Come on, $10.
Oh, and buy it, lands on number one. What does she get?
A movie camera and projector. Chin on silent Super 8 memory movie outfit featuring the 612 XL macro movie camera designed for easy use and automatic threading 3000 GL movie projector furnished by Chin on.
Very nice, over $500 worth. Well, on the last show, you didn't pick up anything along the way to the win. You've already picked up some lovely things, and she still has the lead. Back to the match right after this. Champion has the lead, Crystal at 34, John at 30, Janet at 20, back with us for five. Before the prom, your boyfriend might pin this small bouquet, Crystal.
A corsage.
Corsage is what it is, and Crystal just beats Janet to the buzzer. Janet, dog, hit that buzzer, Janet. See, it's working, they're just beating you to it, come on. According to the old song, I come from Alabama with what is, John? What instrument on my knee? Come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. You lose five for the incorrect answer, a little before your time, John. What word was coined to describe fog that has been mixed and polluted, John?
Smog.
With smoke, it is indeed smog. Got that right on time, yes. I can see it lives here. No, it doesn't live here. Oh, you live in L.A.?
Yeah, I live in Santa Monica.
You are aware of it then. Silver jewelry made by American Indians. Crystal.
Turquoise.
Often contains this beautiful blue-green stone. You're right, turquoise it is. Well done. Great anticipation. Crystal over the $40 mark. Crystal with a $14 lead and setting up housekeeping and everything. You might want to get away for a while. How about this?
Crystal, here are some welcome traveling companions for your next trip. A selection of so light luggage, crafted of luxurious nylon cut velvet, fine linen lining, and spling steel construction. Furnished by so light, and it's normally priced at $1,330. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
That's beautiful luggage. $1,330 worth of luggage. Gorgeous, gorgeous luggage. Could you use some? You can't use the duffel bag anymore. You're not in the Air Force anymore.
That's true. I could use new luggage.
Well, that would be $10 is all it would cost. You would still have the lead if you bought them. You would have all of that beautiful luggage and still a $4 lead. What do you think, Crystal? Think you might be interested?
Oh.
Tell you what I do. I'll do two things. I will knock $1 off the price, sell it to you for $9, so you would have the lead by one question. And I will give you $200 in cash as well. Going once. Yeah! Going twice. No sale. I thought I helped you out with that one, Crystal. Back with us. In the 1800s, people who came to California in search of gold were known, John?
As miners, 49er miners.
Yes, that's what I wanted to hear, 49ers. You got it. What number are they little miners? 49ers. You got another five. Grandfather William was our ninth president. Grandson Benjamin was... Crystal?
Taft.
No. Grandson Benjamin was the 23rd. Their family name was Harrison. William Harrison, Benjamin Harrison. And you lose five, down to 39. $4 lead over John again. According to legend, to what European city will you return if you throw coins in the Trevi... Crystal?
Florence.
No. Trevi Fountain is in Rome. And the champion loses five. And now John with a $1 lead. What twin numbers are said to be the standard of normal visual sharpness? Crystal?
2020.
2020. Champion bounces back into the lead again. In what state could you drive from Bethlehem to Altoona? Crystal?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is right. The champion now over the $40 mark again. Talking about Altoona, we always get wonderful things out of newspapers. This was an absolute true notice. It ran in the Altoona Mirror, and the notice said, Lakemont Park winter activities canceled until spring. We'll be right back. Our champion, Crystal Miller, looking for a second crack at that winner's board, but she's been pushed all day. She's got the lead. It is Crystal at 44, John at 35, Janet at 20, Another money card going up on the board. Back to the fame game and a lot of information about a famous thing. I am a song written in 1918 and tossed into a trunk where I remained for 20 years. My author, Irving Berlin, originally John.
White Christmas.
Incorrect. Took a chance. Not the one we're looking for. And you stay at 35, but you'll clear the board. Continue for Janet and Crystal. Irving Berlin originally composed me for an army show. When I reappeared in 1938, I was sung for the first time. Janet?
Over there.
No. Crystal, break for you. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. I was sung for the first time by Kate Smith on Armistice Day. She was given the exclusive rights to perform me. All the profits go to the Boy and Girl Scouts of America for writing me. Crystal?
God Bless America.
God Bless America. That's the one, yes. And Crystal had the rest of the questions. She took advantage of it. Where's the other money card, Tom?
Behind the seven.
Now, can you take advantage of it with a money card? Two of them up there. Good luck, Crystal.
Come on, $15.
You hit it. You did indeed. $15 to Crystal's score. Now she stretched it out a little bit, John and Janet. You're back in, of course. Better get going. Which constitutional amendment guarantees freedom of speech? Janet.
First.
First is exactly right. This time you beat him with a buzzer, Janet. I know you got the knowledge. They've just been quick with that buzzer. You're 25. In a church, in a garden, or in a fast food restaurant, where would you find a jack in the pulpit? Janet.
A church.
No. No, you find a pulpit there, but not a jack in the pulpit. No, in a garden. That's a flower. Jack,
oh.
Yes. I love the fast food restaurant, the jack in the pulpit. I'm sorry, Janet. You lose five on that. In the fraternal and charitable organization known as the BPOE, what does the E stand for? John?
Epsilon?
No. No, benevolent, fraternal. We tried to help just the last one. They're known simply as the Elks. BPOE is a benevolent, I think, fraternal organization of Elks. You lose five down to 30. And with an instant bargain, Crystal, now, as they've lost a little, you've got a $29 lead. $29. Crystal gets a little chilly in Austin, Texas. How about this?
The accent is on elegance with this lovely fur. A touch of fashion for the lady. Fluffy with a notched collar and a rope belt. From Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. And it's normally priced at $1,800. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is
gorgeous.
Gorgeous
coat. Like
it's
the coat, Crystal?
Nice, Jim.
I think it would look good on you. That would really look good on you. $1,800 coat for just $15. If we knocked $15 off your score, you would still have a $14 lead. Ooh. That's a sizable lead. Beautiful coat for a beautiful lady.
Jim,
and $300 in cash to go with that coat. $2,100 bargain now for $15, and you'd still have a better than two question lead going once. She's gonna buy. Enjoy the coat and the $300 in cash. Cost you $15. We knock it off, and you're down to a $14 lead. And incidentally, I was wrong. Our producer's right on top of things. At BPOE, he corrected me quickly. It's the Benevolent Protective Order of Eskimos. I knew it. We'll be right back. Crystal Miller has done some buying, but she still has the lead. It is a $14 lead now over John and a $24 lead over Janet. 44, 30, and 20, back to it. His classic Broadway tunes include Night and Day, Anything Goes, and I Love Paris. He's cold.
Crystal Porter.
Porter is right. Crystal to 49. Listen carefully now. The three nations which lie closest to the U.S. are Canada, Mexico, and what other? Crystal.
Russia.
Yeah, you solved it. That's right. That's a little scary, isn't it? Russia. You got another five. In what long-running television show would you find Dodge City's Marshal hanging out, John? At the Long Branch Saloon, at Miss Kitty's, that's Gunsmoke. You lose five on that, down to 25. But you can make it up right now. Big $25 money card going on the board. Fame game and a famous person. I am an American inventor, born in Connecticut in 1800. Although my discovery helps your car run smoothly, I didn't make much money from it. It all happened while I was serving a prison sentence for bad debts. I accidentally dropped a mixture of rubber and sulfur on a hot stove, and it didn't melt. Crystal.
Goodyear?
Goodyear is right. Nicely done. Isn't that interesting? He was serving a prison term for bad debts, and Goodyear got started. Crystal, where's that $25 money card, Summer?
Six.
Well, you hit a 15 before. That's a big one. Maybe could put the match out of reach. Good luck.
I hope so. Let's try 25.
Missed it, landed on two, and she gets...
sunglasses! Ray-Ban leather sunglasses. Classic styles with rich leather accents. Plus sun-sensitive gradient fashion lenses for wear indoors and out. Furnished by Bausch & Lomb.
Well, I've got to be fair. If I'm going to say it gets chilly in Austin, Texas, I also say it gets sunny in Austin, Texas.
Definitely.
Over $200 worth of sunglasses, yours to keep. And now let's get to the speed round to finish up the match. And we have 60 seconds on the clock, please. Crystal at 54, John at 25, Janet at 20. Good luck as we start the speed round now. How many people can ride on a tandem bicycle? John.
Two.
Right. Name the largest island in the Caribbean. John.
Cuba.
Right. In old movies, what great comedian starred as the bank dick? Crystal.
I don't know.
Time. What do we call a year which has 366 days? Crystal.
Leap year.
Right. Which Shakespearean character lamented to be or not to be? Crystal.
Hamlet.
Right. Hebrew is the official language of John?
Israel.
Right. What color is the substance known as chlorophyll? John.
White.
Wrong. According to the old saying, it's always darkest before, Crystal?
The dawn.
Right. Who is the rock culture comedy partner of Cheech Marin? John.
Chung.
Right. What is the nickname of the American warship USS Constitution? Crystal?
Old Ironsides?
Right. What is the capital of the state of Illinois? Crystal?
Springfield.
Right. On TV's Hill Street Blues, who stars as Captain Ferrillo? Crystal?
Daniel J. Travanti.
Right. In the Great Debates, who was Stephen Douglas's famous adversary? Crystal?
Lincoln.
Right. On what continent would you find the Himalayan Mountains? Janet?
Africa.
Wrong. Time is up, and Crystal has won over the big speed round. Congratulations to the champions. Back to Crystal in just a moment. Well done. First of all, to wrap up on the ones that were missed, on what continent you'd find the Himalayan Mountains? Asia. And the color in the substance known as chlorophyll is green. The old bank, the movies, the great comedian starred as the bank dick. Oh, that was the great W.C. Fields in that one. Got to say goodbye to Janet and John. And unfortunately, didn't get a chance to pick up anything along the way. Crystal got that lead and just hung on throughout. But we thank you both for a very well-played match. Did you have a good time?
Yes,
we had a great time.
Thank you. It's nice meeting both of you. But Crystal Miller wins for the second time and joins me at the winner's board for the second time. Come on, Crystal. Well, turned out you did some good buying, and you still won it. Congratulations. A $44 win. I think you're getting comfortable over there in that chair.
I'm still scared, though. Never
you're doing have. Very well. Right now, you could top off a fine win with a Mexican cruise. Dining room furniture is lovely. Diamond ring would look nice on you. And this is very, very nice, very exotic, and very expensive telescope. Jay?
Put stars in your eyes with this sensational refractor telescope. The excellent contrast of a long focused refractor without size and weight limitations, with tripod and carrying case, furnished by the price of his toys. And this prize is worth $3,600.
That is very nice. That is a beautiful telescope. And it's up here someplace. All right, Crystal, good luck now. You make a match, and that prize is yours, so start picking.
Let's start with the eight this time.
Number eight, $10,000 in cash. You're starting big.
The five.
Number five, and ski package. That's $2,500 worth.
How about number 16?
Number 16. You got the ski package. Hey, that's the man. That's very nice. And listen to it. Jay's going to tell you all about it, Jay.
This should give you a lift. A fabulous ski package. A his and her ensemble featuring downhill skis, poles, boots, and ski wear. Sleek and stylish. Yours with a gift certificate. And this prize is worth $2,500.
Are you a skier?
Not yet. I will be.
All right. Well, and also, that is a gift certificate, so you can go out and pick out whatever you want. So that would be kind of nice. You've got $2,500 to go shopping in a great store with a lot of one. Love to shop.
Yes.
Born to shop.
That's definitely.
She has that on the back of her car. Born to shop. Crystal, congratulations.
Thank you.
Two fine wins for a fine champion. We'll be back to wrap things up with her right after we take time out for this. Born to shop.
Yes.
I don't know. Should be worth it. Thank you, gentlemen, champion Crystal Miller. And yeah, we're saying everything is transportable. Everything will go to Austin, Texas for setting up housekeeping. That'll be nice. And of course, you've got two prizes off that board. You can stay here till you clear that board of all of the prizes, plus this
$50,000 in cash.
Tony, to Shea Hanley. You have over $100,000 in cash and prizes. And a great total so far. You have $400 in cash, lovely artwork, the ski package, picked up some great instant bargains. Two-day total, $9,170. The two new challenges next time on Channel the Century. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations again.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.